following is a repeat show that was previously broadcast on Unity FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unity FM. My name is Beresford Dawkins. I am the Community Development Manager for Birmingham and Solihull Mental Health Trust. And thank you for joining us on our weekly health and wellbeing programme. It's a real pleasure to have you here listening every week, and thank you for your support over the years. As you know, we've been supporting Unity FM, or partnering with Unity FM now, as a health Birmingham Health Trust. And we're in our fifth year, I'm really pleased to say, and it's a growing asset in the community, and I call it that. It is an asset indeed, where we get to talk to you, the audience, and our local communities about everything to do with mental health and your general health and well-being. So whatever the issue pertaining to health, we want you to call in the studio. As always, every week we ask you to join in. It's your show, it's your program. Anything concerning your health and well-being, we want you to join in. 0121 772 8892. You know that number by now. And also the text is 0794 77 7 3949. We'll get you into the studio. I should also say a big thank you to my colleague Mr. Ibra Khan for his fantastic program. Really getting those kids buzzing. And of course, he had a special guest in the studio, and I have to tell you that special guest is still with us. We're trying to get young people involved at every level, so I'm really pleased to say, yeah, Tia Williams is still here in the studio making sure that I do everything correctly. So thank you for joining us, Tia.
No problem.
Fantastic. So again, give us a call, 0121 772 8892. We'll get you into the studio. We're talking about a very, very serious subject, and we want to raise awareness about that. So if you're a man still doing the school run, you might be in the kitchen, you might be in the car, wherever you are today, we want you to pay attention. We know sometimes men, when it comes to our health, we don't pay attention as we should be. And if you're the woman in the household, I want you to give him a nudge wherever he is right now. And in fact, women, I know you're going to listen out even for him. So the information that you will hear today is very important for your family household. We're talking about, if you haven't guessed it yet, prostate cancer. Apparently the stats are 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer, and that's the national statistics. And guess what? If you're a black or brown, you are more likely to fall. I'm going to say victim, but I'm sure my colleagues are going to correct me on that straight after this. Or likely to be diagnosed with a cancer problem. That's it. It's not a victim at all. It's a diagnosis. We're going to talk about the warning signs, of which my limited knowledge tells me there are at least 5 warning signs. So we're going to talk about that. Again, 1 in 8 men will be affected or has been affected by prostate cancer. And if you're black or brown and you're a dad or a brother, you are highly at risk of being diagnosed with prostate cancer unless you get yourself checked. And I'm really pleased to say I've got a real panel of experts who are far more eloquent than me around this subject. They know this subject matter inside out, and that's why we get them on the program, so that they can inform you, the local community, about issues such as this. And I'm really pleased to say Kalpna Mistry is with us again. She was with us earlier on the year talking about early diagnosis of all things cancer, not just prostate cancer. Really pleased to say that Kalpna is with us. Hi, Kalpna.
Hi, Beresford. How are you doing?
I'm well. Good to see you. And I also got Adrian Atkins.
Hi, Beresford. How are you doing?
I'm well. Yourself, sir?
I'm very well, thanks.
Brilliant. Thank you for joining us for the first time. And also Owen Harris from Mind. I'm going to call him a friend of the studio now, because I think he's been in a couple of times as well.
Yep. Hi, Beresford. How are you doing? Good to be here.
Fantastic. And saving the best to last, Mr. Is the prostate cancer nurse, Richard Gledhill, is with us also. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Beresford. Thanks for having me along. I'm looking forward to it.
Fantastic. I'm really glad to have you all. And I'm going to start with you, Calvin. Just if you could start, really, all of you, just by giving us a brief just background about yourself, you know, for a 1 or 2 minutes, just so our audience gets to know the people behind the fantastic roles that you occupy. Calvin, I'll start with you first.
Yeah, brilliant. So I'm Calvin. I work for Birmingham Solihull ICB, which we're essentially the people that help to organise and plan and deliver cancer services with the team that I sit in, that is. And I've only been in the NHS for 13 months, actually, joined the cancer team. But previous to that, I worked for Cancer Research UK for 6 years. So I am hugely passionate about cancer early diagnosis. And living in Birmingham and seeing the devastating impact cancer's had on people within my family, my friends' friends. Cancer's pretty indiscriminate. It can affect anybody and everybody. And I know you know that, Beresford, and all my colleagues on the call today and all your listeners. So the thing is, at every opportunity, we're trying to make sure that people are aware of signs and symptoms, where to go to seek support, and just, you know, to be mindful that sometimes health doesn't come first, because there's an awful lot of people worrying about at the moment. So, you know, we genuinely are here to help, and that's why we're joining you this afternoon, and hopefully we can, you know, touch some lives and get people to act on something that they probably wouldn't have done before.
Brilliant. Thank you for that. Aidan?
Oh, yeah. So I'm Aidan. And no, I'm not a medical expert. In fact, I'm originally an engineer. And the reason why I'm here is that seven years ago, last month, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer following a routine work medical. It was a blood test. And me and my wife learned on November the 14th, 2015, that I'd had prostate cancer. So this was despite no family history. I'm you know, for purposes of the radio, I'm not black. You know, my mother's Irish and my father's a mix of Irish, Scottish and English. So my ethnicity is not a risk element. The risk element was the fact that I was over 50. And so I was diagnosed, and so I was treated. I've had lots of different treatments along the way over the years. But one of the things that, you know, makes me passionate about this is that a year and a half after my surgery, I was volunteering to raise some funds for Prostate Cancer UK. And I was at work and I did a presentation, and I was talking to the team I was presenting. And I said, look, I'm doing a half marathon. I'd like you to sponsor me for Prostate Cancer UK. And I explained the reason why I was doing that. And you know, they were very interested in it. And people, really, men don't talk about this kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But a year later, I got an email from one of the guys that had been there. His name was James. And he said, you may not remember talking to us about your prostate cancer diagnosis, but following your conversation, that weekend around the dinner table, his father-in-law was there, and he'd start telling him about this bloke at work who'd been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And he said, and this was a year later, he said, as a result of that, he took himself off to the GPs and he himself was diagnosed. And he said, as a result of that conversation, my children will grow up knowing their grandfather. And my wife obviously will continue having a father. So I thought, wow, you don't get the opportunity to make a difference like that very often. So I started doing a lot more awareness about it and you know, hoping to you know, talk to men and make sure that they're aware of the risks. Because we don't know what causes prostate cancer, but we know that some men are more at risk than others, and Aidan, doing something about it.
Aidan, thank you so much for sharing that so candidly as well. I think you started off by saying you're not an expert, but I think by your very eloquent way of sharing your own experience there makes you an expert. So thank you for joining us and sharing. And we're going to come back to exactly why don't men talk about this stuff and how can we get them to start talking about it. And certainly, if they don't want to talk about it with other men, they should certainly be talking about it with their loved ones, their wives and their girlfriends. So brilliant. Thank you for sharing that. Excellent. Richard, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Beresford. A little bit about myself.
Yeah.
I've been a nurse for 30-something years, 33 years. And for 30 of those years, I've been working in the urology department. Well, what's urology? Well, essentially, it's plumbing. However, for the last 19
plumbing?
Years and one and a few days, I've been a specialist in prostate cancer. Why would I be interested in a small walnut-sized gland at the base of the male bladder? Well, it keeps me in a lot of work. There is no shortage of men with waterworks problems. There's no shortage, unfortunately, of men with prostate cancer. So my role is to help men negotiate the rather tricky NHS and hopefully give them the answer that they want to hear. Many times I give them the answer that they probably don't want to hear, but almost certainly I like to pride myself that I'm very honest with them. If I don't know the answer, I will direct them to the person who's in a better position to do so. And that person may be the likes of Aidan, the person who's been through it, the person who knows the scars. You know, we've got the T-shirts, but we haven't all got the scars. So I'm here to try and make men's lives a little bit better. And either I do or either I don't, but it's certainly through no lack of trying.
I love that description of plumbing. I mean, we're going to talk some more about that before, because if that means that we can talk about it far easily when we refer to it as plumbing, our waterwork systems, that's going to be helpful. Thank you for that. And Owen, just a brief introduction, please. Thank you.
Yep, my name's Owen. I work for Birmingham Mind. I'm a community development worker. I lead on the men's health strand. And one of the platforms we use to address men's mental health is prostate cancer. And I've done a lot of work with Aidan trying to promote prostate cancer and the like. And 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. So, yeah. So,
wow.
Brilliant. And I've learned something today, Kat. All the couple of years I've been working with Aidan now, I didn't know he wasn't black. So that's something.
Fantastic.
I always thought he was a black man.
0121-772-8892. As you can hear, we got an excellent panel of experts, and we're talking about prostate cancer. Give us a text, 0794-777-3949. And you too can join in this conversation. And even though we are talking about a very serious subject, as you can see, we can throw in the humour as well, because that is more than appropriate, because actually, just because it's a serious matter doesn't mean we have to be all doom and gloom about it, because as you can see, there's at least a couple of people on the panel who have been diagnosed and also in recovery and also more than able to share their experiences with us. So 0121-772-8892 will get you through to the studio. And we're happy to take any question relating to prostate cancer or any other question to do with health and well-being. And also give us a text on 0794-777-3949. And I'm going to come straight back to you, Aidan, because you mentioned it right at the beginning of the conversation. And it's something that I always talk about on this program, about lots of other subjects when it comes to health. But it's how do we get men to talk about various different conditions? And as Richard mentioned, sometimes we just don't like to talk about our plumbing. It seems as if it's our waterworks and our private bits. It's all about us and nobody else. But that leaves us often in crisis. So how do we, first and foremost, get men to start talking about their general health issues, particularly prostate cancer in this case?
It's a good question. The only simple answer I've got is just do it. Just throw it out there and see what reactions you get. And it's a bold step. And you can get some embarrassed silences, but, you don't want to... you don't want to be the person that didn't say anything. And, and one of the classic quotes is, bad happens because good men stay silent, and that applies to your health as well. And so, sometimes I feel I'm getting a bit boring about this subject you know, when I meet men of my age that I, you know, have worked with for a while, and I tell them about it, and I press them to be proactive about their own health. And particularly if I talk to people and they say, oh, my dad had prostate cancer. And I say, well, do you realize that you are 2 to 3 times more at risk yourself then? And they say, well, no, I didn't. And I said, well, you do now. So what are you going to do about it? And they kind of like are a little bit stunned. And so sometimes you've got to be a little bit pushing, a little bit forward. And what have you got to lose? You know, but you've got a lot to gain. So, just do it. You know, just put it out there.
And as easy as that sounds, I can just see some men now, it's that, you know, squeaky bum moments. They're sitting at home, and even now, they're hearing the information, and they're still not either, one, going to pick up the phone, call the program after, or they're still going to shy away from it. And we're going to talk about some of the early signs after, but what is it about being over 50 that makes you more at risk? What is that?
Prostate cancer. Yeah, prostate cancer is a disease of the more birthdays that you've had, if I can be polite. So the older we live as men, the more likely it is that we will develop a prostate cancer. That is just the way that our genetic makeup is. Also, the older we get, and this is bringing back to the plumbing theme, our prostate glands grow. Their prime function is to help us with fertility. And again, without being too crude, they add the liquid to the ejaculate. So it's only useful for reproduction primarily. So as we get older, our requirement to reproduce diminishes. So the gland essentially starts to become redundant. And it's partly this that helps the prostate gland grow. That squeezes the water pipe, that leads to a plumbing problem, a waterworks problem, and that, men, should be your first foot through your GP's door. Doctor, I've got a new symptom. I don't know what it is. Please, will you help me out and get me sorted?
And I hear... Sorry, someone else want to come in there? Sorry, was that you, Adrian?
No? I was just going to say that. So that should be something that we should be familiar with, should be comfortable with. We all go to the toilet. If you're a 25-year-old woman having had a baby, you will know all about leaking a small drop of urine because you have meetings where you take your babies and your toddlers, and it's the sort of thing that's discussed. Men don't. We don't learn these things until we're in our 50s and in our 60s, and then we come very coy. We come coy about something that we've been doing for 50 and 60 years. I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither. But unfortunately, like you say, we're coy. And here's the other problem, and I hear women talk about this as well. Going to the GP, and everything to do with mental health, we always say, go and have a conversation with your GP. But what's coming back? Very loudly and very clearly, oftentimes people don't have great relationships with their GPs. And, you know, I've had a few GPs who come in and we're trying to change that as well, using this program to do that, because it's really important that people get over those hurdles and those challenges with their GP, because that's the first port of call. And again, I'm not sure if there's anything that you guys have experienced or are currently doing that's going to help people to develop better relationships with their GPs. Kalpner, is or Owen, maybe?
Well, I know quite a few men have said to me that they've been, after I've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, I took it upon myself to kind of encourage others. I was doing it beforehand, but I was a bit of a hypocrite because I was encouraging people to go and get tested, but I never would go and get tested, which was a bit hypocritical, to be honest with you. But since being diagnosed with prostate cancer, I've spoken to a number of men who have told me they've gone to the GPs, and the GP has said to them, look, man, you're too young to be worrying about those stuff. Look at you. You're big and strong and healthy, you know. And I've had those testimonials as well, yeah, where the GP is concerned.
Yeah, so it's a real issue. Kelpner, and I know you're doing, you know, you talk about early diagnosis, and I know that's your thing, and we're going to get into that as well. But I think that early diagnosis and that early conversation with your GP, that's going to trigger a whole load of other support mechanisms, surely.
Yeah, and actually, to be honest, you want to have that conversation before you go to the GP. A couple of weeks ago, and Aidan was there, we went down to Aston Villa Football Club, and they were doing a men's health session. So supporters from a variety of football clubs had come for a tournament. And whilst the tournament was happening, there was a breakout area, and Aidan was there. There's tons of other colleagues. We had up resources and information. And the guys came over to say, you know, what is this? What have you got? What are you flogging, kind of thing? And we started talking to them about health and prostate cancer and raising awareness. And, you know, in the space of about 30 minutes, I had three guys talk to me about some quite worrying symptoms they'd had, to which I said, look, have you been to see a GP? And they said, look, you know, we've tried and tried. I'll go when I'm ready. And, you know, so that's where the delay happens to early diagnosis. So we need to encourage people to talk when they're where they feel comfortable. Nobody goes to the GP's health centre to talk about bad health. They'll talk to their friends and family first before they do that. So something that we need to do is go more out into the communities, and it's happening now, and get people to talk about health as the sort of a adjunct to something else. So they might be there for faith reasons, and then we can talk to them about their health because they feel in a they feel that they're in a trusted environment with people that they trust. And that's where the conversation needs to start. The good news is, and this is something I wanted your listeners to take note of, when we talk about cancer early diagnosis, there's a contractual ask for all of the GPs across the country to deliver on cancer early diagnosis. And one part of that is that the so GP practices are organised into groups, and they're called primary care networks. And these primary care networks have to now develop a plan to proactively, opportunistically assess patients who are at potential of developing a prostate cancer diagnosis. So it's on their radar. And what they need to do, three things. They've been given three groups to work with. If you're 50 and plus, that's a group at risk. If you're 45 years old plus family history, you're at risk. If you're a man of Black origin, Black African, Black Caribbean, 45 plus, clear guidance to look and contact these different groups of men. And they, Prostate Cancer UK have developed a brilliant tool that the GP practices will send out to somebody just to check their risk. And that's the first bit, because you come in a conversation with yourself to say, yeah, actually, I do have these symptoms. Perhaps I am at risk. And then they can go back to that GP and have a meaningful conversation. So things are getting better, but we do need men to come forward. And the opportunity for them to speak to their clinicians is there. But the GPs can't go out to these men. We need them to come forward.
Fantastic. 0121 772 8892. Where are you guys? Pick up the phone and start to have the conversation. And again, if you're still a little bit concerned, because we are going to talk about symptoms after the break, but join in the conversation. You know, tell us what we should be doing differently to help you to have the conversation. You've heard that, you know, the issue around GPs. And as Captain has said, we should be having this conversation long before we get to the GP. So it's about normalizing this situation. And again, it feels like mental health stigma. And again, the same kind of stigma with cancer, really. People are still not talking about it. So how do we normalize it? And Richard, I want to come to you, I think, in terms of just normalizing, you know, those conversations that Kalpner was talking about. How do we just start to have them in the local, I don't know, the local barbershop, the local pubs? How do we just present ourselves and start talking about our plumbing?
It's a difficult one.
It is.
If I knew the answer, I could write the book and I could retire. The thing is, once one person starts that snowball, they all say, oh yeah, that's me as well. Or the fellow down the pub said the same, and guess what? So it's having the courage of your convictions just to start, as Aidan said, just to say it, you know. And what's the worst that will happen? Someone will say, oh, you got problems with it? Well, you know, I think we're all big and brave enough. We can sort of shoulder that accusation that we've got a problem with our waterworks. But I do think that to have, you know, that toe in the water, you know, call it what you will, that being brave, you know, it may just start to provoke that discussion that someone's going to say, thank goodness you started to talk because I've been worried about it myself. So, you know, just speak. You know, we're a generation of saying things. We put it online, you know, we do podcasts, we do all of these sort of things. Hey, heavens, I'm even on a radio station.
Indeed. So, you know, and we're just going to go to a break as well, Richard. So we're going to come back with all that rich stuff that we're talking about. And I want us to start talking about the symptoms and still this normalizing conversation. So 0121 772 8892, and we'll see you right after this break.